take an untrusted computer system, say a home computer or a hotel business center computer, and boot this disk on it and make a more secure end node from it than it was when you walked up to it. So basically you're running a temporary government-owned operating system at that point on a piece of commodity hardware.
So people can take this disk and they load it, and then once they remove it or they log off, then the computer goes back to essentially being a blank?
It goes back to whatever state it was in before you put the disk in. So the disk ignores the local hard drive and any malware or any nasties that might be on there, and you know, by not mounting the hard drive, it doesn't leave a trace that you were there.
So how do people have enough storage and memory to be able to do their work while they're in this mode?
That's a good question. There are two possible answers to that. One is you could store whatever work you're doing in the cloud on a web-based file share somewhere, or you can remote desktop into a server infrastructure that exists within your organization. And sometimes that's the best answer, because then all your Microsoft applications and your bookmarks and whatever else appear from your remote server.
So in other words, it's a way of making whatever you happen to be carrying around temporarily into a thin client.
Exactly.
And what's the advantage versus just having a thin client?
Well, the advantage is carrying a CD and a CAC reader is lighter than carrying a full-up box. And we can do some things that you can't necessarily do on a thin client. A lot of thin client operating systems are locked down really tight, whereas in this case, we have a Linux distribution that we own, and we can modify it however we need. And we can put whatever capabilities and features an organization needs on the disk.
Now, you mentioned that it's Linux. What else is on the disk? Are there applications, common like word processing and spreadsheets, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have options for that. Sort of our base install includes the Firefox web browser. And for the DoD and the government communities, we include support for the smart cards, either the PIV card for civilian agencies or the CAC card for the DoD. But we have options to include things like OpenOffice that allows you to view and edit Microsoft Office documents.
These are applications that do not require license fees.
Correct.
And Linux probably doesn't either, so the whole thing is of no cost to the user.
Right.
What's been the uptake in the DoD for this particular disk?
Well, since we talked last, we've been approached by the newly stood U.S. Cyber Command and DISA to try to put a pilot together for the entire Department of Defense. And hopefully, when that's successful, we can start an enterprise-wide deployment of this project.
It sort of takes people back to the days of early PCs when the operating system was on a floppy, and you would have to insert that before you could do anything else on the computer. Does that kind of remind you of those days?
It does to a degree, yes. You know, you can have a limited amount of space that you have to work in.
You can use it on any machine that's hooked up to the Internet as long as it has a CD drive or DVD drive.
Yeah, it's mostly intended for portable use at home or on the road. You know, if you have a government-issued laptop you carry with you at all times when you travel, not really intended to replace that, but it could be used to augment that. If your laptop has a problem, then you could boot from this disk that's always at a known good state to get back into the enterprise.
And if someone happens to encounter a computer, or say even a computer at home, that is, you know, the kids use and they go to every website known to the Western Hemisphere, and you know, Lord only knows what kind of malware and viruses are on it, you could use that safely by using this disk booting from it?
Yeah, that's the intent.
All right, so tell us about the team that developed this. What gave you the idea? How did you get started in this whole thing?
Well, I initially had the idea back in 2001. I was working in IT architectures and such, and we had a real problem with keeping patches up to date, especially on home computers that were away from the enterprise, and also laptops that were owned by the government. People were taking them home and just leaving them home. And we also had problems with configuration control, making sure the correct VPN client was loaded and things like that. So I had this idea of using a boot CD to make all those configuration management issues much more simple. Unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have the time to actually start working on it. But it wasn't until 2006 I was in a position where I just started as a researcher in the lab and was basically told, you know, go off and do great things.
Is it also distributed online or is it just a disk?
It is distributed online. You download it and then burn it to a CD. We also have a utility that allows you to burn it to a USB stick. USB is much quicker than optical media when you're booting from it.